Today's program has been brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, a Napa Valley winery committed to respecting the soil and dedicated to the creation of three Cabernet blends. For more information, visit cane5.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
I'm Mariana Kotlier, and this is a special session on the Heritage Radio Network. We are live with Executive Director of Heritage Radio, Erin Fairbanks, who is coming to us from Albany, New York, where she's at the No Farms, No Food rally. Hey, Erin, how are you?
I am doing great. It has been a busy day of democracy in action.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on up there. What is the vibe like? What are people talking about?
So we arrived here off the bus from New York at about 10 o'clock, and we had a little welcoming convocation. We heard from a bunch of great people, Commissioner Daryl Albertine, the New York State Department of Ag and Markets, Lisa Tucker, who's the publisher of Edible Buffalo, and then, of course, David Haight, the New York State Director of American Farmland Trust, and Jeff Jones, who worked with us to put together some of the lobbying day tips. And then they broke us out into teams, and we had two appointments before lunch. On my team was kind of interesting, a mixed group. We had some folks from the Watershed Agricultural Council, and they're the organization that makes sure New York drinking water stays drinkable. Mm-hmm. And we were also teamed up with some folks from Saratoga Plan. And so our first two meetings, first we met with Assembly Member Sean Ryan. Assemblyperson Ryan sits on the Environmental Conservation and Energy Committee. So it was really interesting to kind of get a chat with him. And we're really pushing, three main agenda points today. One is looking at the funding of the Environmental Protection Fund. So the governor has proposed $153 million allocated to the fund this year, and we are asking Assembly people that we meet with today to support that number. Probably the most exciting part of that budget is the $13 million that's slated for farmland protection. We're happy that this is an increase of like $1 million over last year. So we're talking about that. We're talking about increasing procurement of New York State foods in New York State institutions. So like schools, hospitals, government buildings should be buying more of the food they serve their staff and from New York State farmers. And then we're chatting about kind of resources for creating access to farmland for new farmers. One of the biggest barriers for new farmers is land access. So those are kind of the three talking points. The second office we visited was the office of Senator Thomas O'Mara. So he represents some folks over in the west and southwest part of the state. Lots of amazing, wine growers, really interesting kind of ag environments over there. And both the meetings this morning went really well. The team is super diverse. Tom Donnelly, who's one of the directors for the Watershed Agriculture Council, used to be a dairy farmer. He milks 44 head of cattle, so he brings a really interesting perspective to the team. And, Nicole Kempton, who's here from Saratoga Plan, does a lot of work in the Saratoga area looking at land easements and working with the region to have smart growth. Saratoga County, I learned that today, is actually the fastest growing county in New York State, so there's a lot of development pressure in that area, so her group is working super hard to prevent sprawl and to protect farmland. So it's great to have kind of a diversity of people at the table, and the assembly people and the senator's office were both really receptive. And this afternoon, we've got two more appointments. We're going to check in with Assembly Member Al Sterp, who represents Onondaga County and is actually on the Ag Committee. So it'll be interesting to see how he receives and how familiar he is with the No Farms, No Food agenda. Mm-hmm. And then our final meeting of the day is with Senator Jose Perlada, who represents Queens, so a little bit of the New York City segment. So then we wrap up. I can get back on the bus and head back down to New York City.
Great. So what kind of response are you getting from the legislators you've been speaking with so far?
You know, it's been overall really supportive. It seems like, you know, this is my third time coming to the lobby day. I will say there's a real shift in understanding of some of the basics of the issues with regards to food production and farmland protection. And folks have kind of heard of the issues. They're kind of a bit familiar with the concept. And they have stories that they want to share from their districts. I mean, Sean Ryan was talking about, you know, an urban farm program that he was involved with, I believe, in Buffalo. And, you know, the Senator Omara's office, you know, they obviously have done a lot of work supporting, you know, regional grape growers and beer growers. And so I have to say I'm, like, very optimistic over last year's, and that, you know, at least the word is getting out, and some of the issues and agenda points are, you know, on the forefront in a way that they weren't when I first came, you know, 4 years ago.
Right. What do the demographics look like of the others who are rallying along with you? I'm curious, is there a big contingent from New York City? Are they mostly rural or from upstate? What does that look like?
It's a real mixed bag. You know, we had about 20 folks on the bus up from New York City, and those were folks who, you know, the people I was chatting with, you know, Ed Yowell was on board. You know, he's been super active with Slow Food USA in New York, and I believe the New York Food Systems Network. And then a couple of women who do work with childhood nutrition. They do advocacy in schools and garden programs. And then the folks that we met here at the Capitol come from all over the place. I was super excited to see Severin, host of Greenhorn Radio, with another show on the Heritage Radio Network. Her and her team of young farmers are here kind of advocating for those issues in particular. A lot of local land trusts from different parts of the county. Some of my friends from the Agricultural Stewardship Association, which is based out of Washington County. They represent Washington and Rensselaer County, are here. We did hear from the Peconic Land Trust. I did learn that I was surprised to learn that Suffolk County is actually the largest consumer of farm produced goods in all of New York State. They buy more than any other county.
Wow.
So we had some great speakers. First Deputy Comptroller Pete Granis was here and really outlined some of the work that the New York State's Office of State Comptroller has done, really putting some hard numbers on the economics of regional food production in New York State, and that's pretty compelling. So I'm definitely looking forward to checking more in on that on the bus ride home. But, yeah, it's a pretty good mix. We also have, you know, some farmers, land trusts, advocates, you know, people who do work across all levels of the food system. So it's a rowdy crowd. People are definitely excited to be here, and, you know, we're looking forward to the second half of the day.
That's great. In addition to supporting the governor's platform, are there any additional goals that you think the advocates are trying to reach through this effort?
Well, I think, you know, our role for the American Farmland Trust Lobby Day is to be advocates and to show kind of broad-based support for the AFD agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the Environmental Protection Fund touches on a ton of issues from, you know, pollution and waste management to parkland preservation. So by supporting that, you're definitely throwing your hat in with a whole host of other great environmental causes. And there's definitely an opportunity towards the end of the lobbying meetings to, you know, make the assemblyperson or senator aware of, you know, more personal issues of note. Of course, you got to believe I'm up here plugging the Heritage Radio Network and passing out pamphlets and flyers to everyone I come across. I think that, you know, the governor has laid out a pretty comprehensive plan for, you know, 2013-2014, and we've seen improvements to the funding levels over past years.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a focus as well as supporting some of the structure of support, so really making sure that things stay a line item versus turning into a block grant so we can really protect important programs, in particular looking at, you know, childhood nutrition benefits,
right,
and those type of resources. So they have a great platform. You can definitely find out more at farmland.org. I would definitely recommend people checking out and signing on to the virtual petition if you weren't able to make it up today.
Perfect. So Heritage Radio has also done some lobbying, some advocacy training for the advocates who wanted to participate. How has that, do you think that has influenced people's ability to speak knowledgeably to legislators or their confidence in doing so?
Yeah, it was really exciting. You know, a couple of women I spoke to on the bus ride up, you know, when they found out where I was working from, said that they had received, you know, an email from American Farmland Trust with the links and felt so much more comfortable. You know, it was their first time coming up. And some of the folks who hadn't gone before, you know, we did kind of a short debrief on the bus ride up. And then when we got here, there was definitely folks who, you know, sought me out and wanted to say thanks and, like, are excited to talk more into listening about the network, but had definitely found us through listening to the lobbying tips. And I think that's something we'll see kind of growing from year to year as it becomes more and more a part of the outreach that AFP does. You know, some of the lobbying tips will, you know, they're pretty evergreen, so that'll be a tool for any organization looking to lobby. Some of the real kind of basic nuts and bolts of, you know, do's and don'ts will be super helpful for any type of advocacy, you know, around food and farmland advocacy.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much, Erin, for this great info, and good luck with the rest of the afternoon.
Awesome. Thank you, Mariana.
Yeah.
Thanks to all the team who are covering my butt to be up here. You know, I couldn't have gotten here without the work of all the great folks in the studio and in the office. So I'm looking forward to giving everyone a full update tomorrow.
Great. And if you want to get more information about the No Farms, No Food rally, go to farmland.org. I'm Mariana Kotlier, and this has been a special session of Heritage Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening. Music for today's program was provided by Tech Star. Thanks for listening.